The cedar is Lebanon's national symbol. In 2005, an uprising against Syria's military occupation was called the Cedar Revolution. But cedars in Lebanon's history go back thousands of years. The ancient Egyptians used cedar oil, likely imported from Lebanon, to mummify the dead. And on Jerusalem's Temple Mount, where King Solomon's temple once stood, cedar beams supported the structure. But today, Lebanon's once mighty cedars are scraggly trees on mountainsides, like these at the Shouf Cedar Reserve. Now, there's a project to replant the ancient cedar forests. Lebanon's government has set an ambitious goal of increasing the country's forest cover by 50% by the year 2020. Hisham Salman runs a nonprofit group aimed at reviving the forests. He says Green Lebanon has support across religious and sectarian lines in this fractured land.
People who are living in the cities, they like this idea that Lebanon is a green country, so they want to see it again green. So they like this idea of planting trees.
On the conservation side, Lebanon created Sanjub the Squirrel to teach children and villagers about preventing fires. Salman says climate change is creating a longer season of wildfires.
As I knew before, the fire season started in June, July. Now in the last 20 years, the fire starting in March. We had big fires in March and April.
The big goal is to plant 1 million trees a year. With American techniques, a USAID-funded program has doubled and tripled survival rates for cedar saplings and other conifers. Heath Cosgrove is Director of Environmental Projects for USAID Lebanon.
Here in Lebanon, USAID has partnered with the U.S. Forest Service with a $12 million four-year project to reforest Lebanon, to restore its natural beauty, to help support the reintroduction of the national symbol, the cedar tree, which is represented on the Lebanese flag.
Up here in the Shouf Mountains east of Beirut, where some ancient trees were saplings 2,000 years ago during the life of Jesus, new seedlings are part of a plan to recreate the legendary cedars of Lebanon. James Brook, VOA News, Shouf Cedar Reserve, Lebanon. Okay, I'll